And the fact of the business is, that teacher's still living. And I am. And of course, you can have a night. Night if she's getting well on in years. Miss Maddie Pearl, she lives over here on here in Hickman County. She taught school here. That was in 1910. And she married Mr. She was a and married Mr. They raised their family, and he passed away, but she's still living over there. And I prepared a list for one of my neighbors or the teachers that I could remember down through the years that had taught at the White House School. Mm-hmm. I wrote just the one that I can remember when I went to school, before I went to school, and when I went to school, and then since I went to school, down until the school was discontinued. But I just kind of prepared her a list, you know, of the names and then the tag. You know, people forget a lot of things. It's very common that you meet up with people and they don't remember these things in the past. And I can recollect a lot of things that happened 50 years ago better than I can that happened a week ago. Now, that's the age, I reckon, that's coming on us as we grow older. But I can remember incidents when I was a child, and they can't comprehend how it is that I can remember these things that happened. I tell my wife every day or every day or two what happened so many years ago today. And I don't know. I never did get no high education. I never did go very far in school. But what used to be when I did, if I read anything, I heard anything, 10 years from that, I can tell you what it was. I can't do that now. I reckon it's that age that's keeping up on me a little bit. I could go to church, and this preacher could preach his text, take his text, and preach a sermon on it. In 12 months from now, I could go back there and tell you what his text was and what he preached that day.
Yeah.
But, as I say, this age, I guess, is slipping in on me. But I still I enjoy my recollection. There's some things that passed down through the years that I wouldn't care if I couldn't remember. There's some of it is pretty bitter. Mm-hmm. But the most of it, I enjoy living in the past because I work by myself now. Practice all my works by myself, and I live in the past. When you get older, I guess people will do that. But it's as you go down through the years, and I think of these things that happened certain days so many years ago, and the people that's here, and the boys that I grew up with. There was about 12 or 15 of us in this community in here. It was all right along within a year of our ages, you see. Mm-hmm. But there's only two or three of us left now. Mm-hmm. And of course, they scattered. They went everywhere out over the country, and they've passed on. And I think of the times we had. We went to school down here together. We went to our church. We had our meetings. This is Union House down here, all denominations except Mormons and colored people. Mm-hmm. When the house was built, and it was built in 1897. The little house still stands down there now.
Is that what church?
That's the White House Church. White House, that's what it is. It's a White House church. Uh-huh. And it's a Union House. That's the way it was set up and deeded out for all denominations except Mormons and colored people. Uh-huh. And see, there's only house church there twice a month now. Uh-huh. It's just like the people left out and they've gone from there. But it still stands. We have our homecoming there the first Sunday in July every year. We've been together there now for a few years. And they come from far and near, people that was born and raised here, and they scattered out, and they try. They don't all get back every year, but they've been coming. But you'd be surprised at how many of the people passed away from the time we started that up till now. They just did two or three dropping out every year as the time goes on. Here, say here last year, and they weren't there this year. Well, there'll be some of them there this year, won't be there next year.